Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
654 at 580 CFRA, Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us with a look at health headlines. And I am experiencing a little difficulty. Okay, now we've got Dr. Dworkin on the air. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
Do kids need to take vitamin supplements?
No, they don't. That's the bottom line is that there's a lot of hype and overselling of vitamins for children as a means of trying to convince parents that somehow it will provide them with more energy, or if the child is not eating as well as they should, it somehow replaces things for them and keeps them healthy. There's no evidence for that at all. This is more information and a selling job on people as opposed to it representing what really happens with kids. There are certain vitamins and minerals that are important for children to have that they can sometimes be deficient in or not get enough of. But it doesn't include the entire gamut of what we see with regards to vitamins, B vitamins, A, C, E, etc. The ones that we know by measuring and seeing where people are at are vitamin D levels, which tend to be throughout our population because of where we live and the latitude that we are at, that vitamin D levels tend to be low most of the time. And so for children, the recommendations are being changed. For adults, the recommendations are being changed. And supplements are recommended on the basis of solid evidence. Similarly, for adolescent girls, they tend to have low iron levels. They tend not to get enough calcium or vitamin B12 because a lot tend to not eat as much red meat or drink milk or eat eggs and such or have shellfish. So those are areas where you can actually measure to see whether somebody needs it or not. Part of the problem now is that we are assuming that children need these vitamins because they're deficient without really measuring to see whether that indeed is the case. And that is, as with anything that you are providing, whether it's over-the-counter, whether it is something that needs to be prescribed, the only reason to take something is if there is evidence to show that there is a deficiency. And many of these can be measured, and most children do not have that.
But you often say, you know, that it's all about harm reduction, right? And you have to balance harm against risk and all the rest of it.
Correct.
If you've got a picky eater, if your child is a picky eater, or your teenager in particular, just, you know, they won't eat dairy products, should you consider saying to them, here, you know, make sure you're getting enough calcium, or make sure you're getting enough vitamin D or A or iron by giving them a supplement? Is there harm done by giving them a multivitamin pill?
Multivitamin pills, there can be potential harm. Again, and you're right, Steve, if you're looking for specific issues or specific nutrients that a child may be at the risk of being deficient because of how they are eating, then yes, certainly, and you go to the physician, you say, can you check iron levels? Can you check B12 levels and such and vitamin D? And it shows that there's a deficiency. Absolutely, you would do something.
Oh, but you can get it checked. You get your physician to do the check.
You can check some of the vitamin levels that really make a difference. But a multivitamin where you have the gamut of vitamin A, fat-soluble vitamins and such, there is the risk of getting too much, which can cause a problem as well. Vitamins in themselves, if you take too much, especially fat-soluble ones like A and E, can cause some problems if there is, you know, too much on board. So it's not a matter of saying, okay, let's just take a whole range of stuff to cover our bases. Let's make sure that what we are doing is actually replacing something that is needed as opposed to providing too much by providing all these particular multivitamins.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome, Steve.